He's actually right. I heard about this on the news.
Oh, so now some liberal looks it up on Wikipedia and you agree with me?
Well, it helps that she's a woman. I just trust her opinions more.
We're in tune with nature. Fiddle-dee-dee, peasants. Welcome and hello to Brewsday Tuesday podcast. I completely forgot the episode number.
So you see how the most recent one is
677? Episode 677! That was a joke! Welcome! Honestly, and then in the royal court today, I'm still going, Tyler. We have Tyler Dryblatt, who is the prince. And the second prince is Sam. And then I'm the queen. Thank you.
Who's also the jester.
Who's also the jester. That was
I'm Pearl Boss. I'm 5 days older than him. Why am I the second prince?
Because I was looking at his face when I started saying it.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Classic.
Alphabetical.
That was all sorts of... You were hitting all sorts of, you know, jestery stuff there. You know, you were doing some sly insults. You were doing some wordplay. You know, just classic jester stuff.
Thank you.
Fiddle D's nuts? Is Fiddle D's nuts anything?
Fiddle these nuts is something. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
I'm going to fiddle them right in the microphone.
Oh my god.
Oh.
That's rough, because it's like, I mean, I think it would be my headphones anyway if I wasn't in your house, but it's like so close visually and audibly now.
It's upsetting. Oh boy. And I bet it's all in his beard. You're
up for grabs if you want any.
I'm good, thank you.
Lightly salted.
Like these nuts. Mary, what did you bring to drink day?
Oh, we're actually, Sam and I are going to do mystery swap. So I brought Sam a beer and he brought me a beer.
Oh,
as part of
okay.
the in-person enhanced experience we have today.
Right. Yeah, I guess I didn't tell everybody. You probably gleaned it now, but they're in the meat space, the meat of
together.
We're
in the same meat space.
She's in my basement.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I brought a gift to Sam's children and also a mystery beer for Sam.
Where is Mary Coney? So what is Mary drinking this week, Sam?
Do I need to leave first?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave. Where should I go, upstairs?
I said upstairs. I'll come get
just
you.
Just yell at me.
Next time.
Yes.
And I'll just end up cutting dead air, and that's fine. I do that all the time anyway. Be right back.
Yeah.
It's in the fridge.
Oh, my gosh. It's in my bag.
So I was going to get her, like, a wacky sour, because I know how much she likes wacky sours. And I actually do have a kimchi sour in the fridge that I was planning on bringing on a future episode. I was kind of considering pawning off on her, but I went to the store and just found the wackiest shit I could. And I like this just because I feel like I have to read the words slowly to let it sink in how wacky it is. So this is other half TDH vapor rings with a Z, triple dry hopped imperial oat cream IPA.
Ew, gross.
Well, it costs $7, so I hope it's good. 8.4% ABV.
I don't really like milkshake IPAs or like creamy IPAs, and like the whole thing about the oats and the cream is to give it that creamy mouthfeel. I don't think I would be into this. Good thing it's not for me, though. I guess.
Yeah, this doesn't all fit. I have to hide it somewhere for when she finishes. Whoa. It. Gonna hide it behind my chessboard. She'll never see that coming.
What a move!
So I'm gonna go get her. And then probably hide, I guess.
Checkmate.
Tyler. Ugh. This is actually really funny. Do you want to know what Sam's drinking? I have some insider info from his wife.
So, I do want to know.
I got here, and I was talking to Tree Stacks, and she was like, oh, Sam has this beer in his fridge that he was thinking about giving you, but he's been avoiding it. And she was like, it's a kimchi sour. And I was like, oh, I got him the kimchi sour for today.
That's incredible. He literally mentioned it while you were out of the room.
Yes. So I didn't do that on purpose because I had no idea. I did have a thought that he might get this for me also. And there was like a non-zero chance we'd have the same beer. But it sounds like he probably didn't do that if he has one upstairs in his fridge. Unless he did.
I guess I did give that away a little bit for you.
Hmm?
I guess I did give that away a little bit for you.
That's okay.
That it's a yeah.
Oh yeah, for the audience, this is the it's Dokai beer. I'm probably saying that really bad. It's a Korean beer. It's a kimchi sour ale brew with chili pepper and ginger, 6.6 ABV. The guy at Absolutely Steve's incredible. Told me it's good. He's like, it's not that sour and it's not that kimchi, is what I was told. So we'll have to see how that goes. All right.
I love that you've done this. Beer. This is very good.
So I have to hide this. One second.
No problem.
I have to hide this in a way that it won't spill while I'm here.
Right.
Oh, God. Just put it on the desk in a little bag. All right. That's it. So I'm going to go get Sam. All right. Batter up. Should I drink mine first to try it?
Probably.
It is cloudy. The immediate vibe I have is like, is this, it looks like key lime pie filling is like the first vibe I'm getting from it.
It's down with the thickness.
It looks very thick.
Unusually thick.
Oh, we got some bitterness. Is it IPA? That's my guess. I guess, do we guess at the end or how long? What, yeah, how do we do this?
Let's guess at the end.
Mm. Some kind of clearly hazy pale ale. I'm sure there's some exciting flavors in here that I'm not detecting, so I'll have to get back to you on that.
What if I just got like the most boring beer I could find and just made like a, yeah. for something worth finding?
Well, last time I remember ultra. I got you a gluten-free beer that was just plain, and you were like trying so hard to find stuff about it, and I was, you're like, this is kind of boring. I was like, yeah, because there's not even gluten in it.
I don't remember if I said this at the time, but the fact that I didn't say this sucks, I think is an ad for mm-hmm. that gluten-free beer, because mm-hmm. they usually do.
That's good. That's good. Sam, try your beer now. This yes. is fun for me. I like this.
Because Tyler knows.
I'm getting, I want to say ginger? I'm trying to look at your faces. I'm not getting anything. I'm getting some more ginger. If I'm wrong about this, I'm going to feel really stupid because it just, it tastes so strongly of ginger to me. There was a beer we had in college, Tyler, when we were taking that home brewing class, and we had our, like, competition, more or less, and we were sampling different people's beers, and there was one that we all were like, this just tastes like Chinese food. I don't even know what they did.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is not quite that. Because, like, that also had some,
I would
some,
say it's
like,
not quite that.
That one also had, like some, like, sweet teriyaki vibe.
Right, that's not it was even Chinese very... food.
Whatever this is good. Do you like that? I like this.
I mean, I like ginger, but I'm waiting for more flavors.
I still want to get you a beer you don't like.
And oh boy, when it isn't ginger, I'm gonna feel so fucking stupid.
Mary just got you a kombucha.
That'd be crazy. I got you a really potent THC cocktail. I considered while I was at Steve's. They have the whole THC cooler.
Honestly. That would be a little bit best case scenario for Chaboy, because then I can be super high and Emily isn't allowed to be mad at me about it.
I feel like tricking your friends into THC probably isn't nice.
Do you guys remember, there was a story a couple years ago, this lady who was like worked with the caterer at her wedding to dose everybody. She like put weed in like all the food and I don't think told the groom or anything. And like people started tweaking out and
Fastest
she ended up
divorce
from the caterer. Oh, her and the caterer ended up going to jail. Yeah, they went to jail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the charge is, but there must be...
Well, depending on where you're at, if weed's not legal at all, that's the main charge. But well, also,
but like the poisoning of it
food,
all has
yeah,
to be something.
Food tampering, you know.
Because yeah, if you gave someone, like, alcohol without telling them, is that also a crime? If they're an adult, like if they're over 21,
I would
probably...
Yeah, for sure. Or
if you did it knowingly. Like, people make mistakes, but if you did it knowingly.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler, what are you drinking, though?
Crazy shit. Yeah, so I don't have anything that interesting. It's certainly no secret. From the Kelsey Bros, I've got Garage Beer. Classic lime beer, 4% ABV.
Oh, you mean Taylor Swift's husband and his brother?
That is exactly what I mean. Should I say the Swift Bros, maybe? Is that more appropriate?
Yeah, the Swift in-laws.
It says right on there, small batch brewed. So obviously, those words mean something. They don't. It's extremely clear, has no head. Smells, kind of like a gin and tonic.
Mm.
I like gin and tonics, but I didn't expect to get it from a beer. This is completely inoffensive and boring. It tastes
like the Kelsey Bros.
I guess so.
He said some homophobic stuff.
We're gonna start beef with the what's their podcast? They have a podcast, The Brothers.
I don't know.
Bruise Tuesday is fighting their podcast.
I think it's just called the Kelsey Bros podcast or something.
I forgot. The only episode I watched was the one that Taylor Swift was on.
Yeah, I think you and most people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they play defense? Because then they would be inoffensive, right?
One of them plays defense, the other one plays offense. I don't like
that.
I
thought they both played offense.
No, Jason was a defensive.
I thought he was O-line.
Oh, wait, you know what? You're right, because that was a joke. That was the thing that Taylor Swift got wrong when she was on the podcast. She was like, she said on a date with, sorry, this is too much Swift content, but then when she was on a date with Travis early on, she was like, is it just like crazy, like you, when you play the Eagles, like, do you have to like see your brother across the line of play and like see him? And they were like, he was like, no, we're both on offense, so we don't do that. So she also messed that up, like I just did.
You and Taylor Swift, two more similar people.
Our birthdays are one day apart, fun fact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I realized?
I'm older than her.
I am exact birthday twins, like day, month, year, everything, with the fucking guy from
Lil Dicky.
What is it? Knives Out, Dead Man, or not Knives Out? Wake Up, Dead Man, and Disclosure Day. That guy who's always like,
yes, I don't know what the actor's name is. But I know you're talking about.
Is that the boxing priest?
Yes.
Yeah. But he is my exact birthday twin. I'm not super happy about it.
He's fine. I don't think he always looks like work. I don't know if it's anyone's best work.
He looks like a scared mouse who got a wish to be made into a human boy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. This beer, I mean, it has just like a trace of lime in it. It doesn't taste like anything. I pretty much forgot that I was drinking it as soon as I put it down. It's whatever.
I would say there's a use case for that beer, though.
Yeah, I just... 4%, it's not for me. I think there's a large segment of the population that this beer does appeal to. But it's just, it's not... Again, I'm not saying it's bad. It was completely inoffensive. But it's just not really... I'm looking for something a little more interesting.
That's something I thought about when we were doing the mystery swap, was like ABV, because I was like, what if I just get you like a super high ABV beer and just wreck your night? I did not. Spoilers. But
you couldn't.
You could ruin mine. I drove here.
Yeah,
and I put a lot more points than you do.
Yeah, there's still a little bit left in the can. Maybe it should stay there.
The rest of your beer is here, so don't punch that bag.
I'm a known bag puncher.
Yeah.
Speaking of punching bags.
Sports. We're a couple days after the World Cup, but I figured this article was still good to do. From nytimes.com. Who are they? Like a small local magazine or something? What food and drink will cost fans at World Cup final, and how MetLife's prices compare to other venues? I guess MetLife is where the final was actually played.
I think that's right.
So They go through a whole bunch of different prices and stuff, and they also compare them to different stadiums, which is kind of cool. If you go about halfway down, there's like a little chart that you can slide over. The best place to be looks like Vancouver. Vancouver has got pretty good prices. So $4 for water, $5.50 for soda, $10.25 for domestic beer, $10.75 for craft, $2.75 for chips. But then you find a place like, let's see where we got here.
I'll just give you a heads up here. We are paywalled, so you're going to have to tell us what's going on.
I have a New York Times membership. I'm trying to get the gift link to send to you, Sam. Sorry, bros. We're about to have it.
$8 for water in Kansas City, $11.39 for soda, $18.39 for domestic beer, $22.15 for craft beer, and $6.84 for chips. That sucks.
Sorry. No, Sam, go to the Bruce Day Tuesday. And then go to the general hashtag under text channels. There it is. Sorry, we got there.
Cool.
I'm going to visit this site.
Don't worry about it.
Thank you. We're here.
Sorry, now. All right. What?
Well, scroll about halfway down.
Is this just this dude in front of a yellow background shouting?
No, I said about halfway down, you're going to find a little, like a chart that you can scroll over.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And you can see all the different prices. Yeah. It's cool. I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
$10.75 was fine.
I think it's great that.
Whoa, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. For beer.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Okay, you guys are just now catching up.
There's a.
That's how we're here.
I still am trying to make the point I was trying to make 3 points ago, where just I hate the layout of this website. It's like a three column thing, and the left and right columns are supposed to be ads, and the ads aren't there. So it's just like there's this huge chart with a bunch of lateral scrolling and
it could take, blank white on both sides of the screen. Yeah,
it's killing me.
That's such a boring thing you just said.
Yeah, we'll skip it.
So. Yeah, exactly. Vancouver's all right. Atlanta is also really good. But then, like,
Philadelphia. Chips in this chart. It says chips and this is crisps in parentheses. Yes. Like,
yes.
Sorry for all of our UK readers who are reading The Athletic, the sports wing of the New York Times. We just need you guys to know what chips are.
Well, football is international.
See?
It really is wild seeing the Atlanta column and Kansas City column next to each other because we're like, it's not even just doubled up some of these prices. We're going for a soda. We're going from $2 to $11.39.
That's nuts.
It's truly insane. Wild. Now it does say, quote, it was always going to be tough for anyone to compete with the pricing of Atlanta, which operates a fan first pricing strategy. So,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's obviously the place to be.
Out of them all.
Pretty much. I mean, Vancouver was really good too.
That's smart as an owner of an Atlanta team because then you don't have to shell out for great free agents. People are going to still come to your games to watch you get beaten by LeBron James when he comes to visit and great players from other sports that I'm sure exist.
Well, aren't the Falcons the one that like blew that giant lead the Super Bowl
that was one like year 8 years ago, Patriots? Dude.
I remember watching it though. I want them to forget. I want them to remember
haven't.
Good. They shouldn't. I didn't.
There are people who weren't born when it happened, and they still
born when it happened.
Like and kids, and they I guess. And they like it. Well, it. I think it's in their blood.
Yeah.
The shame. Racial memory.
They just feel it. It's so like those dogs that know how to point when they're puppies, the pointers, but instead of pointing, it's Atlanta Falcon shame.
I don't know what's happening over there. You two are...
We're having a good time.
Something I have a mystery beer who knows how much ABV this is.
I do!
Watch it be alcohol-free, and I'm just like, I'm getting so silly.
Oh, fuck, that would have been funny.
That would have been good. Anyway, where the finale was held at MetLife Stadium is kind of in the middle of the pack. I did think it was interesting that a 16-ounce domestic beer cost $16. That's $1 an ounce.
Which one of these is MetLife?
New York, New Jersey.
Okay. It's in New Jersey, but they were just embarrassed, so they're calling it New York, New Jersey.
Because like the New York Giants play there, even though it's New Jersey, that type of shit. Okay. On par with Miami, which I know because this shitty fucking table can only show you two columns at a time.
Christ.
Water should just be free, I think.
Agreed. I would agree with that. Well, I'm sure there is some like so. Beck and I went to that that festival in Vegas, and like you could buy bottled water for like $20, but they also had like bottle filling stations, you know, so you could get free water. I'm sure it's something like that.
Hopefully.
It's a lot of money. A lot of money to go see stuff live these days.
Yeah, I haven't been to see a live sport since before my children were born. My Madison Radicals miss me deeply.
Yeah, okay, never mind. All right. Okay, Madison so... Radicals.
Bro.
Speaking of things that are sad, what's your shitty-ass book content, Samuel?
Yeah, so I think I tipped my hand a little bit last week that this one's going to make you mad. I mean, they all make you mad, but I think this one will make you especially mad. And, you know, I like to make you guess these. I don't know where my book went, but I kind of remember it, so I'm just going to go off the dome.
Jesus Christ.
So, we're in the chapter that I think is like storage tips, or maybe it's just general tips. I don't know.
The last one was store them right side up.
It was always store your beers right side up.
So stupid.
Is a book about beer storage?
It's beer hacks.
It's beer hacks, tips and tricks, and they all suck dick.
They all shorg donkey dong.
Yeah. So, do you want to take, given that context, do you want to take a stab at what the next tip is? Knowing that I know how irritated you'll be. I've given you all the clues, Mr. Policeman.
It's probably, I don't know, I feel like it's going to, because the last time I said something really dumb, and it was even dumber than that.
I think you said store it in the fridge.
Right, yeah, exactly.
This is going to be like pour it into a glass.
This is storage specific. Storage. This one is. They aren't all.
I feel like it's going to be, so I was going to get store it in the fridge again, but this time I'm going to say store it someplace dark.
Store it not next to garlic.
So you guys didn't use my hint as well as
what I was your you hint? Store it right side up. Is it new? It's a new one. Store it upside down.
Well, I mean, so it's in it. It's funnier knowing what a dumb hint. Keep it standing up is. You know how sometimes you store your beers lying down in a pyramid and they all kind of roll away from each other? If you use a binder clip, it keeps your pyramid tightly stacked so they won't all roll
but
away.
But it just said...
Also, it wouldn't. You'd have to have something holding the binder clips. Like, what are you clipping it to?
It's like a wedge thing in your... Yeah, yeah.
I understand that. I just think... I think we need to... I don't think it would work.
Well, my fridge is too full. We can't test it in there.
Yeah, if you'd more than like God. Three beers in a pyramid, I don't think it would work.
I told you. I said something dumb, and then it was even dumber. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, dude. It's so funny how dumb it is.
Incredible. Are they wording it like store your beers vertically in the next chapter? If you must store them horizontally. What? Oh, he found it.
All it took was looking a little bit. He found the book.
Are you using a picture of yourself as a bookmark?
Yes.
Okay.
I took that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice.
Framing's terrible.
At some point, we've all done it. Jack some office supplies from work because they were there and they were free, and damn it, you're going to get that place to compensate you like you deserve, even if it's in whiteout. Luckily for you, those giant binder clips, oh my god, there's so many words, you pocketed can have far more of a purpose than just being something to play with until you snap your fingers in them. Oh boy.
Oh, this guy sounds scrolling. Like a special guy.
So going down further, it says, but the last hack, you may say, just told me to store my beers upright.
Shoot.
This isn't that. First off, thanks for reading linearly. Second, you are correct, but sometimes reasons arise to just jam your fridge as full as you possibly can. Yada, yada, yada. So at least they know how fucking stupid this is.
That makes me more mad. Because, like, if they were just, like, total, you know, chuds and eating lead paint, that I could almost forgive. But they're like, look, we know we told you something so dumb last time. But this time, we're aware of what we're doing, and we're going to tell you something also so dumb.
I would love to call this book AI slop, but I really do think some real human being sat down and cranked this dog shit out.
It's just slop. Slop existed before AI.
Yeah, that's
human
totally
slop.
True.
Human we slop. Can make our yeah. own slop without we, AI face.
Yeah, dude, we're 600-some episodes in.
AI free.
Got him. Oh, brother.
Citra wants some of your
We're not AI here. Free. We're not AI free, though. Sam used...
Sam's using
chat.
It for the brackets. Yeah.
For the brackets, yeah. Speaking of which, that was supposed to be my content. Oops.
That's fine. I have other content.
I was supposed to do binder clips next week, and instead I did this.
That's fine.
Awesome.
We're
going
to be a whole week, a whole... Not even week. A whole
like 2 months.
Month and a half behind.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
Look, time goes on forever. We're going to live forever, and so is this podcast and this friendship and this bracket. So
yeah,
don't worry about it.
I would say this is probably our last bracket, just lifespan-wise.
That's fair.
Hope so.
So you're right. We should relish it.
Yeah. Well, that could be a bracket, though. Best relishes.
Best relish. I think that's going to be a small bracket.
You can make relish out of anything.
I got a good... I got a good as hell relish the other day. It was pepper and onion relish. So good.
Yeah, man. Sounds great, man.
Sorry, Barley is whining just off camera, and it's really sad. I don't know why he's doing that.
I thought that was the cat.
No, it's Barley. He's on the couch.
I think it's trying because to, he's not to, getting enough attention from the stranger.
You know, I'm trying to share what's going on in my life, but you guys keep looking at the dog. That's fine.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's I thought right. we weren't supposed to go content to content. I know how you feel about that.
Fuck you. Let's do another article, I guess. Whatever, it doesn't really matter which one we do first. From VermontPublic.org, Vermont's smallest breweries can now sell their beer directly to stores and restaurants. This is kind of a good news one. Vermont passed a new beer distribution law that went into effect July 1st. So now they're basically doing away with the whole three-tiered, like, brewer, distributor, seller model. I mean, they're eroding it, I guess, is what I would say. As we've mentioned on this show a dozen times, like, all of that dates from Prohibition to make it basically harder for people to get their drink on, and it did not make it harder for people to get their drink on, so it was kind of stupid.
It just made it more expensive at each step.
Right.
And cooler.
Yeah, so now in VT... yeah. One weird side effect of Prohibition is that, like, racism and sexism and, like, homophobia went down for a couple years because everybody had to go to the same speakeasies to get their booze, and they were just like, all right.
It's kind of the thing of joining together against a common enemy. The enemy being sobriety.
The man.
It's just like a weird side effect, you know, because obviously I would never advocate for another prohibition, but it's funny how it did have, like, some good repercussions, I guess, for 6 years or whatever. I know prohibition was longer than 6 years. I'm saying the homophobia thing. Anyway, so under the new law.
Homophobia?
Yeah.
Homophobia. Yeah, we solved it, man. So under the new law, breweries can self-distribute up to 3,000 barrels a year. After that, they would have to go through some distributor stuff.
I like that apparently, that's benefiting the little guy, and I like benefiting the little guy.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. And I think it's also smart because, like, the distributors aren't getting fully cut out, you know, so I think there were probably, like, less hurdles to overcome there, because they're still getting their money past a certain point. So I think it's really good.
Not that we're an interview show. We haven't done an interview in about 620 episodes.
Is that one not the yep. what this is? Are you not interviewing me right now?
We are not.
Wow.
I would like to interview someone who, like, is high up in a beer distributor to just be like, what is it you think that you do here? Like, if they were kind enough to come on the show, I wouldn't be that much of a dickhead about it. But, like, it feels like a middleman for the sake of a middleman.
What's your deal?
But, I would like to say, like, what benefit do you think you're bringing to the brewing community?
I think the short answer is, in the breweries don't have to think about it. They just focus on making beer and someone else does the, like...
Yeah. I'm sure.
I guess, for lack of a better
I'm sure
word.
that is what they would argue. Like, you know, we free up creative people to really do what they do best and making the best beers that we're then able to bring to market, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's exactly what they'd say, and we would say, "Oh, cool, thanks for letting us know." And then after the fact, be like, "Oh, so it's bullshit." I guess. Okay.
We could do that. No, probably could not.
I mean, breweries are doing it, and they don't seem like they're having very much trouble. So how much are these guys... Like, a lot of states don't have distributors at all, and breweries
Don't you just, like, call a restaurant and say, hey, can you sell my beer? And they can be like, yeah, or, like, no.
Well, presumably, like, there's moving it around involved and shit. I think it's fine. Like, if you want to work with a distributor, I think you should be allowed to do that. Like, if you're like, I'm not into that whole side of, like, management or whatever, cool. But it doesn't seem like you should be forced to do that.
It shouldn't be the only path, yeah.
I think you're better off, even then, hiring somebody whose job is logistics, who works for you rather than being a middleman who's, like, trying to take a cut. I'd rather give them a salary than a cut, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just saying I don't care. Like, if somebody wants to do that, sure. Let them. Yeah. But so this seems good. I'm enjoying this.
Good job,
good
Vermont.
Times all around.
Good Yay. Job, guys.
Woohoo. Okay. Mary, you were teasing some content, I believe.
Books. Yes.
That little books. Yeah.
Yes.
And shit.
Where's my bag? Here it is.
So Sam's gonna bow out because he's, you know, functionally illiterate.
No, so good news, there's not a lot of words involved in this. So here's some backstory. I like it. So recently,
I'm sorry, hold on. I'm gonna interrupt you because Sam gets so mad every time I talk about him not reading, because he actually does read a lot, and he's an erudite individual. But yeah. I just love the idea that Sam, you know, can't read, and I'm gonna keep doing it. But I just want to put it out there for everybody. Sam obviously can read. It's just very funny for me.
He's just good at pretending he can.
I'm glad you have fun.
So here's some backstory. So recently I acquired two large storage bins of just like stuff that my parents have been holding on to me since my childhood. They've moved a couple of times. Recently they moved to Michigan, so I was over there recently and I got the bins and brought them home to unpack them. Most of it's just like school stuff, like different like artwork I made when I was a kid, like report cards, things like that.
Burn it.
I'm probably gonna throw it away. I think my sister burned a lot of her stuff. But one thing in the box, I'm going to be very vulnerable for a minute, was a notebook that I had in middle school where I drew pictures of swords.
Whoa!
And wrote descriptions of the swords and what kind of like powers and shit they had. So I thought, sorry, Tyler, this is very visual content. I can send you some
fine.
Pictures.
That's fine. That's okay. You should. You please do send me some pictures.
But yeah, but it's also they're written in pencil, so it's all pretty like bad.
And I feel like it's legit. There's a yin yang drawn on the cover.
Yeah, there is.
Oh yeah, the cover just says the notebook, and then there's a yin yang, and then a peace sign down here. And I'm pretty sure there's probably like the S, like a Stussy somewhere.
Yeah, there's. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
These have got to go into the next campaign, right?
Yeah, like I was reading them, and I was reading them like on FaceTime to my sister, and she was like, "And shocker, you became a D&D DM." Yeah, because the first one we have is the Blade of the Arachnid, because it's spiky.
Yeah, Tyler will love that.
I'll send you a lot of photos.
Please
do. And it has a little description on the back in Mary's shitty middle school cursive.
Oh man, your handwriting is 20 times better than mine.
Yeah, I have not read these descriptions since I found this. So
it's so rad.
Keep that in mind. Let's see. The Arachnid's blade was forged and wielded by the Great Black Widow Queen herself, whoever that is. Ooh. It was made for one purpose and one purpose only, to take thousands of lives and cause mass destruction in a mere matter of minutes. Any mortal cannot wield the blade only if they wish to be destroyed. You must have the Queen, capital Q, the Queen's blood running in your veins if you wish to even grasp the hilt. And this blade can never come to good, only pure malicious evil.
Oh my.
Questions?
Sounds like the bad guy should have it.
Right? There's a lot.
So
my favorite one.
So if you're immortal, you can wield it, but you'll be destroyed.
Die. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And
okay.
You can't do anything good with it. So how many swords are there? 3, 4...
So your best case scenario as like a bad guy
7
is to kill
8
1,000 guys in a matter of minutes and then die also. It's like if you really hate good guys.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah. Like a kamikaze type thing.
Yeah.
This one's called the Blade of Broken Destiny. It's like a weird spiky thing, and it's got like dark windows kind of carved into the blade. I did read this description. This one's probably like really good. Do you want to read it, Sam, or should I read it again?
Well, I don't actually know how.
Oh, okay, don't worry. Sorry. Put you on the spot there, buddy. It's okay. So this one says, Blade of Broken Destiny. It says, this blade is very powerful, but also very dangerous. I'm sensing a theme. The windows of black glass show all the evil thoughts, deeds, and traits in the blink of an eye. That's how that whole sentence goes. This amount of evil revealed to the person is usually too much for them to handle, causing them to die or send them into a permanent state of confused shock.
So these swords are not so great for the user.
I bet there's a better one in
here
somewhere.
There's some UI issues.
Yeah, but if the person uses the evil power and accepts their deeds, they can use that power in the sword, making it very powerful indeed.
So if they accept their power, they can use the power, which makes it powerful.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Did you, what was going on in your life at the time that you were so worried about evil and darkness?
I think I was just like, you know, in middle school, I was kind of like, everyone goes through it in middle school, right? You have a lot of emotions. You're going through puberty. Sure. At this point in my life, like, my sister had just moved out of the house and, like, gone to college. So I really was just kind of going through it, I thought, like, solo. You know, I had a very good family life, and I had friends and stuff. So, like, I think it's just, like, I'd be in my room by myself, like, listening to, like, Linkin Park and just, like, drawing swords. I thought it was cool, and I had, like, a nerdy friend, and we would, like, we didn't play D&D or anything at that time, but we just kind of, like, would, like, swap, like, stories and, like, you know, write, like, fan fiction and shit. So I was just, like, doing all that pretty good.
You tried so hard, and you got so far, but in the end, your sword kills you after you use it.
Yeah.
Can I do one more?
Yeah, did you make any good guy swords, or are they all
I'm trying to figure out if any of these are good. They're all so they're all about how, like, you have a terrible rage burning inside of you. There's like 8 in here.
Okay.
The last one's just called V, but that doesn't have a description on it. I think my friend drew that one for me. Sorry about all the paper noise that's gonna be caught on the audio.
It's bringing them in. They love it. I like the blade of the scorpion.
Do you want to do blade of the scorpion?
Well, the sword reminds me of a sword that I had in a Lego set.
Yeah, it's got like, it's this very classic kind of flame blade shape, and then the hilt has like a scorpion tail on it. We can read the description of
that one. That's cool.
See, the scorpion blade is like a venomous stalker, killing anything it stings, even if the blade just barely scratches you. You'll die a slow, painful death of a poisoned idiot. God, okay. Magical Mirror is so whack. No, this is not that stick that the Scorpion King has in the nerve to call a sword. This wasn't when the Scorpion King just came out.
Okay.
No, this is not that stick the Scorpion King has the nerve to call a sword.
Yeah, I haven't seen the movie.
I guess middle school.
You were not impressed by Dwayne The Rock Johnson's scorpion sword.
That was back when he was acting as The Rock, if I'm not mistaken.
I think this might have been during The Mummy 2, because that would have been when The Scorpion King debuted as a concept.
But before his...
Which maybe is like, I don't remember when that came out. This might have been alarmingly later than I think it is in my lifetime. when did The Scorpion... No, when did The Mummy 2 come out?
Mummy 2?
And then we can figure out, pinpoint the year that I did this. And
Mary, you were 18 years old?
I don't think I was 18.
No, I'm just
2001.
Kidding.
I was in 7th grade. Okay, so that's like right on.
That's not terrible. That's not terrible. Right.
Yeah. 6th or 7th grade. I'm one of those.
That's fine.
Phew, that's fine. That's about what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, no, so that's my notebook full of swords. And
awesome.
Coming soon to a D&D campaign near you.
Yeah, those will be great. We'll find them, and then we'll sell them immediately because we'll know better than to use them.
I mean,
because they'll kill us. These.
You can use the scorpion one.
Yeah, you can use the blade of the scorpion.
Blade of the blind
cool.
is fine. You might go blind using that one. I'm sensing a theme. Blade of invisibility, that seems fine. You have to have a noble heart to use that one.
Mm-hmm. So that one is for good guys.
That one seems good. Waterfall blade doubles as an axe.
Hell yeah.
Crescent cool. blade, you can only use it at night. It's like a moon thing.
Oh, that's cool.
So I love that as a mechanic, because then you like you still have to look for another good weapon. But oh boy, at night, wait till the crescent blade
good,
comes out.
Good for sneaking up on people and stabbing them in the back, in case that's something you want to do.
We'll do a campaign in like Iceland or something in the winter. And now winter is...
Iceland!
Nighttime is 22 hours a day.
Like half of the year is going to be useless. The other half of the year... killer.
Well, then we gotta hop hemispheres.
Yeah.
Right.
Tyler, I'll send you some text photos later.
Please do.
Also
That's cool.
I'm really sad Zach's not here. He needs to see this also. Yeah.
Yeah. You should just put it in the D8 chat.
I will, yeah. I just feel like, not to like toot my own horn, I just really like that I'm at a point in my life, because I think I would never show this to anybody, because obviously it's my deep, dark, secret, weird journal.
It's the notebook.
Yeah. But like now I'm like, yeah, everybody, look at this. Look at this thing I did in middle school.
Well, it's, being an adult. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I don't know. I'm into them. There's some interesting designs in that I cannot wait to see.
Very practical. Next time I have another like school project I did apparently where I made a whole like land and continent, and of course it's all like magical dragon themed and all the places have names and shit. It's probably very similar to the world I made for our D&D campaign.
That's pretty funny.
You should run that shit and not like
not tell you about it.
Well, not prep it. Just live, just hold, let me refer to my notes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
seeing. Yeah.
Now, there's a... This now is a lake. but instead of water, it's fairies. I don't
honestly,
know, man.
That's
swim
kind of the level of stuff we're talking about.
There's
yeah.
a handsome centaur. Weird.
Yes.
Yeah, that's really fun. I don't think I have anything like that from my childhood. Unfortunately, I'm trying to remember what I kept. I have a letter from Bill Clinton because I wrote to him one time.
Nice.
Yep.
Also, my sister's bins had a lot of, she was a very organized child, and I was not. Yeah. So she has all these, beautiful plastic bins of, her Lego sets and stuff from a kid, and they're all, labeled, and she has all the instructions. She has a bunch of the boxes. And so, a true millennial, she's like, I'm selling this shit on eBay. So she's selling it all now, and she's going to make, $2,000.
Yeah,
from,
she is.
Legos.
That's rad.
And I'm like, I don't even know where my Legos are. They're gone.
I wrote a letter to Bill Clinton and who else was it? Oh, that's depressing.
Colin Powell?
No, Yasser Arafat and Benjamin Netanyahu asking to solve the problems in the Middle East. And,
how's it going?
Weirdly enough, my letter didn't fix it. I don't know. Didn't
well, you
fix
were like,
it.
Yo, Ben, why don't you bomb the shit out of Iran in a couple decades? And he was like,
right.
thinking.
It was pretty depressing to realize that the guy I wrote to when I was 8 is still in charge over there.
I think about this sometimes about how other world leaders just endure, and ours don't, which is good in a lot of cases, obviously.
It is good.
See, for an example, but I wonder what they think about that. Putin and Benjamin or whatever, they're also let's wait a couple
idiots.
Years and this current annoying US gay guy will be out of here. It's like, oh.
Yeah,
I don't know. How long has Clarence Thomas been on the bench?
Too long.
Mm-hmm.
Lifetime appointments are still a thing, just not for the chief executive.
Yeah.
Not yet. well, at least we're not Italy or the UK. They've each had nine heads of state in 10 years. So at least we're not doing that.
Yeah.
It's pretty chump change. Okay, well, thank you for sharing that, Mary. I really enjoyed that, and I cannot wait to see the pictures.
Yeah, Mary's vulnerability hour. Thank you.
I loved it. Let's jump into, speaking Chuck of politics, though. Speaking of politics, FoxNews.com, fair and balanced.
Oh, good.
Let's brew it in the United States. Teamsters target Modelo and Corona in push for Mexican beer tariffs. So the Teamsters Union is urging Trump to use tariffs, which honestly have done so much for our country. Love tariffs. To bring the brewing of Modelo and Corona and certain other Mexican cervezas into the U.S. It's so stupid. So the Fox article is obviously, poorly written. But it says, quote, the Teamsters argue... Very balanced. It says, the Teamsters argue Mexico has fueled its brewing industry through government-backed investment incentives, lower labor costs, and export-focused policies. Yeah. That's what you do. That's what we've done to corn and steel and soybeans. Mm-hmm. That's what China's done to rare earths and computer chips. That's just how the market works.
Yeah, I don't know why we all decided suddenly. I mean, I didn't. I know why also. Sorry. I just don't like that we've decided as a country that, everything's just got to be made in the U.S. We are part of a globe where stuff comes from other places. We can't grow coffee here. We just need to be able to, trade shit.
I mean, everything with the, the idea that a trade deficit means we're getting scammed. It's just, the dumbest, short-sightedest shit ever.
We love capitalism. I think we'd like it on the global scale.
Right. Yeah. You
not
would
when they're giving
that.
Us shit deals on not, the products that we want.
Not when they're doing
want.
Things better than us. We don't want that.
Yeah.
This is about Chinese electric cars, by the way.
Are they any good?
They're very good. We can't buy them here, though.
Yeah, that is true. I just don't understand. I get that the Teamsters' job is bring work to the U.S. So I get that.
What is the
but
Teamsters'
the argument
job?
Just seems so.
Someone want to explain the Teamsters to me really quick.
So Teamsters back in the day were the folks who they ran teams of draft animals. So if you needed a wagon ride or oxen to run your Grist Mill. Like, they were the people in charge of that. Yeah.
I actually don't know any of this.
Yeah, and so, but it evolved over time to incorporate a whole bunch of different, basically just, like, you know, blue-collar economic positions, essentially. But that's where it comes from. Yeah.
I love that. Teams of animals. So really, the horses were the teamsters, you might say.
Yes, I would say that. But, yeah,
stay
I mean, I
for
get...
more witty political commentary from Mary.
Like, he's doing his job, and he's doing, like, you know, his union-elected position duties. But the argument just seems so vapid, you know? It's so stupid.
Yeah, but, like, what's the better argument?
Like,
he can't just not make an argument.
I guess you're right. I guess you're right. But I also, like, I don't know. I just... Like, why... I don't know. Don't you feel like if we wanted to be brewing this beer in the U.S., we would be brewing this beer in the U.S.? There's, like, a whole beer contraction in the U.S. Like,
we
how
also,
does he
like,
think
yeah, brew so many,
work?
Like, cheap American beers already. Like, do we need to be making, like, Modelo here? Is it not enough that we probably make, what, like, PBR here? And, like, I assume, like, a bunch of the AB InBev stuff is here.
Yeah.
Like, Bud and whatever. Yeah, so, like, I don't...
Do we have the capacity? Are there plants sitting around empty that are just, like, craving to brew Modelo?
They probably are. I think, like, enough micros have shut down, but there are probably just some, like, cobweb factories.
Maybe cobweb factory, I guess... but who else is going to make the cobwebs?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Spider, putting spiders out of work. They're going to get that arachnid blade and come after you, Sam.
And then they'll die.
They'll die.
Immediately.
That's true.
Although they have the blood of the spider queen or whatever the heck I said. I think they'll
That's
be okay.
right. That Yeah, they might be. They might be. So could Shelob wield that blade?
If she's in the line of heritage of the Spider Queen that I made up, then yes.
Well, who is the Spider Queen? Like, the biggest Spider Queen I could think of would be Ungoliant, and I believe Shelob is one
or
of
like
Ungoliant's descendants. Yeah.
No, it just says, have the blood of the Spider Queen.
Yeah.
If I, like, snuck into her house and like,
oh,
got a syringe
Go
in
on.
Her,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
like, and now we just have like
you have it now.
A vial around my neck.
You know,
no,
what?
It said it has to be running. No, it said it has to be running through your veins. So you would have
okay,
to
then
inject
I need
that.
A transfusion, I guess.
That's how you get. That's
what it
yeah.
said.
That's how you get.
Pull
hep
open the PHB.
Sam.
Yeah, the Mary Handbook MHB. only a warrior. Blah 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 blah. Wait, I'm on the Blade of the Blind. I was on the wrong.
Come
one.
On, that's Sorry. Not even the right blade.
Oh my god, I was like, why is it talking about being blind? The Great Black Widow Queen. You must have the queen's blood running in your veins
running
if you wish to even grasp the hilt.
Yeah.
So you gotta inject that
gotta
shit.
Inject it.
Yeah.
Right,
you
fine.
Gotta inject it.
It's fine. I may be positive. I can take whatever.
This is like my most valuable possession now. This notebook.
Clean needle. Just use a clean needle, Samuel, because you don't know what kind of spider diseases she has.
It doesn't matter. You'll do lesser restoration on me afterwards. I'll be fine.
That's...
I need to scan this.
Right.
Just don't leave them
okay.
in work scanners because you'll make too many friends.
I mean, yeah, at our workplace level would be like, who the hell made these and how do I marry her? Yeah.
Whoa.
This is made by a girl? Oh my god.
I can tell because of the nice handwriting.
A girl. Shall we, I'll rate, you know what? I'm going to rate my beer and then I guess
no,
we're going
to. Sorry. I'm sorry. You forgot to do your content.
Yeah, what's up with you, Tyler?
Oh, I don't do that. I don't do content.
You don't have a secret notebook of drawings you don't want to talk about?
I told you the only thing I have is that form letter from Bill Clinton saying that it's always nice to hear from his constituents.
Do you
and
have
I'm the
it?
Future
can you
of
read
the country
it right now? I want to hear what you said to Bill.
Yeah, I can find it. Hold on one sec.
Yes.
Yeah, here it is.
Thing is, I don't really care about this. I don't care about Tyler talking about stuff. He just always gives me so much shit about how bad my content is, and then
Tyler
never
said
does
to the
anything.
President.
Sure, yeah.
It wasn't just a president. It was also the prime minister and whatever Yasser Arafat.
Wait, so did you write all three of them at once, like in a group chat?
At Bill. At Sexy Sax President on Twitter. That would have been his Twitter handle.
I get
That's
you.
That's my joke. Okay.
Interesting.
Just so we're clear. The reason that I wasn't laughing wasn't because I didn't get it.
Okay, so here we go.
I can't read.
I can't read words said in my...
Nope, you can't see him in the air.
I sent 3 letters. So, apparently...
Maybe this is part one of a 3-part series.
No. So it was... Here we go. I've got the addresses for all of them.
Amazing.
Right? Including Arafat at the Palestinian Authority, Jericho, West Bank, Israel. So very, very official. Apparently, it was to Yasser Arafat specifically, August 5th, 1997, so I was 7 years old. Dear Mr. Arafat, please stop the suicide bombing. I am sending a copy of this letter to President Clinton and Mr. Netanyahu from Tyler Dryblatt. So clearly, I don't know why they didn't...
telling you to Bill and Benjamin.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why he didn't listen to me. That was persuasive. And then...
you said please and everything.
I did. And then the letter I got back says, thank you for writing to me. I always enjoy hearing from young people. You are the future of our country, and I am honored to be your president, Bill Clinton.
And for a second, you're reading that, I thought that's what Yasser Arafat said back to you. I was like,
no, I did not get...
He there could have used a better antecedent.
I did not get a response from anybody outside of the country. I have a feeling it never made it outside of the country, would
be my
guess.
Did you get the letters to your parents to mail, and did they just only mail the Bill Clinton one?
No, well, we went... I clearly remember going to the post office together, and we sent them out, but I have a feeling they didn't get delivered.
The little I know about your parents, I bet they were fucking stoked that you were doing this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they framed it. They kept it. You
sure,
know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I like that.
Yeah. So,
Tyler Dryblatt, please stop bothering me. That's really what that letter.
Tyler Dryblatt, I like the suicide bombings. Thanks, Bill. Don't flip that.
Yeah, I will.
For your stupid soundboard.
Too late.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's actually, the whole thing is a huge bummer when you think about it. Because, like, basically nothing's changed. And that was
it's
when I was 7
Sam
years old.
Sam use a soundboard in person.
You can hit some buttons if you want. I don't care.
Is it just these 8?
These 8 plus those 3 up top. Don't hold it down. That deletes stuff. Just press.
That don't impress me much.
That's the best one. Sorry, hang on. I'm going to do one more. And it'll stop. I hate Jimmy Fallon so much. I'm very quiet on that one.
2 good ones.
Frothy nuts.
Frothy nuts.
They're all good. Yep. Over time, it's boiled down to being only you two. Like, the whole board is just you two. It was, like, spread. Like, I had Jet on there. I had Zach on there.
You did have Jet on there.
Songs on there. But now it's just you two.
And very clippable.
I think you're both very clippable.
Mm-hmm.
So clippable. All right. Can I?
I'm not afraid of saying anything into a microphone.
Not even.
I think drunk driving is great.
So good.
Sam, now that I've shown you what a, you know, caring and internationally focused lad I was from a young age, can I finally review my shitty beer?
Fine.
Wonderful. I had Garage Beer, classic lime beer, 4% ABV, and it was fine. It's super forgettable. It's just tiniest little bit of lime. It's a pretty average beer, but, like, again, inoffensive. I don't find it interesting, but I'm sure there are tons of people out there who love it, and it's not like actual ass. So I'm gonna give it its ABV of 4%. And if you are just like, you know, like a classic American bro, just looking for a classic American bro beer, then this is probably fine for you.
Your review is reminding me of the really negative review I gave Yingling Flight
right
back. I really torched that beer, and then I had it right after I mowed the lawn the next weekend, and I was like, this is the best fucking thing I've ever had.
You know what? I may have been too harsh.
I like, it really does come down to context. It, like, as a gentleman's beer, it's so poor, but thanks for headbutting the microphone.
Sorry.
Like, a lot.
Sorry. I'm picking up your cat.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't think she's so into this.
She'll figure it out.
She's freaking out a little
bit. She'll figure it out. I have cats. It's fine.
All right. Yeah, so, like, it's a failure as a beer unless you're so hot, and then it's so good.
Right. So, now the two of you, how do you want to do this?
I'll do mine first. I'll rate it. I'm trying to also to guess what it is. It's definitely like some kind of IPA because it's very hoppy and hazy.
Give tasting notes. Take a guess at the style. Take a guess at the ABV.
Well, that's my guess of the style. Some kind of hazy IPA.
There's a little bit like of an out of left field note in this that is kind of what made me buy it for you. Because I'm not just going to get you a hazy IPA.
You don't really like IPAs. Yeah. This is good, though.
I'm trying to get you something interesting. So I'm curious if you can pick out the thing that made me think this was worth buying.
It's just like all this is why I don't drink a lot of IPAs. All I get is just like, it's bitter.
Sure.
And I'm just like not getting anything else. Because like visually, when I first saw it, right, I was like, key lime pie. So my first guess is like, is there some kind of like citrus situation going on here? But when I taste it, I'm not getting anything like that. Well, so
good, because it's not there.
My guess is some kind of baked good, and it's like croissant IPA.
We're adjacent. That's we're my adjacent guess. Here.
That's pretty good.
Take a guess at the ABV, and then I'll give you the balance of the can.
My guess is like 5.4.
So that's a compliment to this beer. Let me remove my chessboard.
I just imagine it's not Mary, so super high.
No, you did pretty well on that, Mary. Good job.
It's 8.4.
Oh, wow.
And it's oatmeal. Oatmeal cream.
Triple dry hopped Imperial Oat Cream. IPA got that, obviously. Imperial Oat Cream. Okay.
So not baked good, but yeah. Totally in the universe.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I liked it. I would probably give it like a 6.2 because it was a good, but I'm never going to be like, yeah, IPA 9. But like, yeah, right. Thank you.
I will say, I, on my way up to tag Mary in, heard her talking to Emily, and I think I heard her say, well, he's given a beer like a 0.5% or a 0.5 out of 10 before. I'm sure he won't hate it that much. And yeah, man, this beer sucks. Like, really, I couldn't even guess at a style. It just tastes like ginger. So a ginger...
You're in the ballpark.
A ginger pale ale. I don't have anything beyond that. I got no booze out of it, so I'm going to say it was 4%.
Mm-hmm.
Put me out of my misery here.
So you're ready for this? I love this. I love this so much. I love it so much.
You're going to be upset. I swear I didn't plan this. This is a kimchi sour.
No, do you think it's the same one?
Emily told me you have a kimchi sour in your fridge, so I assume it's the same one.
It's probably the same one.
Because I saw this at Steve's and was like, I almost didn't get it. I know you don't like love sours, so but I was like, I know you like a spicy beer, so I thought I would try it. It does have ginger as one of the main ingredients. It's kimchi sour. It says ale brewed with chili pepper and ginger. So the ginger is there.
I didn't get any chili pepper.
6.6% ABV.
Not bad. I was telling Tyler before you got on.
Yeah.
I was like,
Tyler's really amped about this.
I went out to the store to buy her a beer. I almost just gave her the kimchi sour I have in the fridge. And now I really fucking wish I had.
I know I got that.
That would have been so funny.
And I was like, there's a non-zero chance Sam also got this for me. Because I feel like that would be a very Sam move to be like, oh, Mary likes sours, but this one's going to be gross.
In a different
universe. I was so excited.
That would have been so good.
I was so excited.
Can I actually try it?
I like the whole thing.
Tyler, you had to keep that shit under your hat the whole time.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, thank you.
That is not good. It is just like ginger. That's it. The guy at Steve said it was good. Because I asked him about it. Because I was like, how sour are we talking? Because like my friend doesn't really like sours, but I'm going to give this to him as like a secret surprise.
It's not sour at all.
He thought it was really funny. And then he was like, he did say that. He's like, it's not really sour. You don't really get like a lot of spice. And he said it was good. But he didn't say it only tastes like ginger.
Liquor store guys fucking lie. So I got that nasty ass Sam Adams cherry bomb or whatever that was literally viscous. It was like, Mary, I don't know if you saw it, but it was like a Venom style, like crawling up my arm. It was nasty. And the guy was like, yeah, it's super good. It's like pretty light. Doesn't really taste like much. I could just drink a whole bunch of them. And it's like,
you think it's just because like the people at the stores can't be like, I hate this one, don't buy it?
I think it's because they're all alcoholics with their taste buds fucking blasted out.
Could be that.
My boy Dom just retired. He worked at Steve's until recently.
Oh.
And like my favorite thing about him was he would always give me honest opinions. Like I would ask him, what do you think about this? And he'd be like, oh, I don't think so. Or even just like not for me type of thing. And it's like, that just makes me, every time I ask you a question, you say, oh, that one's really good. Now I believe you. Because I know you're not just full of shit. but he retired, apparently, according to Emily and Instagram.
Good for him.
That's too bad. Yeah, good for him. But,
yeah, well, Emily that was fun. She was like, when I was up there, she was like, yeah, there's a beer that Sam's been avoiding in the fridge. It says kimchi sour. And I was just like, Emily, that's what I got for it. I do, but I was like, dying.
I do have to go double check that it's the same one.
I can't imagine there's more than one.
If it's not the same one, I have to have the other one next week.
Yeah. If it's the same one, you can just like dump it in the trash, I guess.
Oh, make Emily drink it.
I was gonna say I would take it, but I don't want more of that.
Yeah, it's not great.
Worst sour I've ever had.
Did I put a number on it? I forget.
I think we're gonna throw it in like a 0.5. Because you said it sucked.
It does suck, but 0.5 has to be I'm choking.
If you like ginger, this would be great for you.
It really is one note. It's just ginger, and I do like ginger, but I don't want this much ginger.
It's a lot of it.
I'll give this a 2.2.
Right.
And recommend it to people who just can't get enough of fucking ginger.
Sorry, I thought it was going to be like a chili beer because I knew you like those.
I do like this.
Love gingers.
I didn't mean to give you a bad one for the point of having a bad one. Oops.
No, I feel like our job here in the exchange is not a good one or a bad one, but an interesting
one. Keep it interesting.
And we did that.
And it was interesting.
I like we got each other... styles that we both have professed to not really like. You got me like an IPA and I got you a sour. Perfect.
I liked it. I really enjoyed it. That was a lot of fun to witness and be part of. So thank you. Mary, thanks for coming on as always.
Of course.
Samuel, thanks for chucking down that ginger slop for our amusement.
It's not that bad.
No, I know. Let's see here. Listener, if you have any awesome sword designs you want to send us, you can email us at brewstuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewstues.com, or you can blue sky us. I forgot what it was called for a second. At Brewstue Tuesday. Don't let the basket keep you down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Swords.
Swords.
Swords. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better.
Do you think we'll get any swords from Tim? He seems like a guy who's designed a couple swords.
He might. I hope so, that'd be fun.
I'd love to get some of Tim's swords.
Yeah.
I have a couple other ones also that I found that were just like loose on graph paper. I didn't bring those because I didn't want to like damage the pages because they're just solo, but it's like more of the same.
Yeah, I would say get a resin coat on those as soon as you can.
And laminate that shit. Laminate it, digitize it, preserve it forever.